I want to kind of go back to another scary moment you recount in the book, an incident you describe having with your mom. Mm-hmm. You write, "We would lash out at each other. It all came to a head one day when my mom was emotionally strained and she snapped. She started hitting me with a large beaded purse that had a camera inside. She repeatedly swung the bag and landed several blows on my shoulders before she stopped. I ran to the shopping center next door to where we lived. I used a payphone to call my brother, Brian. Mom is going crazy." You stopped the story there. What did Brian say when you told him that your mom was beating you?
Well, again, I didn't really look at it like that. Like, I will say I was particularly an exceptional asshole to my mother a lot. And I do regret a lot of things that I probably could have done better to
but
her.
But you do know that.
Yeah.
Regardless of being an asshole.
Yeah, I know. But I just was like, I just didn't understand. All I wanted, the only reason I was being mean to her is because I just wanted her to stand up for me or stand up for herself. And I think that just became all too much, and I called my brother, and of course, like, I'd go stay with my brother a good bit when he was in LA, and so I can't remember if he came and got me. And you have to understand that these are just like moments and incidences in my life that are just like kind of like blimps on like my story, so that wasn't something that, like, I'd go stay with my brother when I felt like I just didn't want to be around my mom anymore or whatever else. And I did feel bad for how I treated my mama, and like, and that's very unlike my mom, I will say. That's why I was just like, I needed to get away from her, but I needed to get away from her for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Did anything happen? Like, did anyone find out?
I never really told anybody that happened, but like, now me and my mom, like we obviously have talked about that.
Yeah.
I told her I'm sharing that, and
you write about in the book that the makeup artist saw the bruises on your neck.
I guess, like, I mean, there's just no other. I mean, yeah, he knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's hard for me to even, like, say those things, but, like,
I'm sure through time, like, you've started to sort of see how that's not okay.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, what I wish people would understand. Like, I'm still, like, in real time, like, sharing these things, yeah. And, like, they're not easy for me. They're not easy for, I'm sure, like,
anyone.
You know, it's hurtful for me to work through this. So sometimes I think I don't say it right, or I don't know how to say it because it's still painful. I'm still processing it. But part of the main steps is like actually saying it out loud, I guess. And so I'm trying to think in hindsight also, like, how I felt then and how I feel now. And I just think that, like, I want to protect everybody. I've got to stop doing that. It's a bad habit. I can't diminish my experiences, no matter whether it was my mother, my sister, my brother, yeah. If it was Joe Blow off the street.
Yeah.
I have to respect my experiences. And I guess I just don't know how to do that, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I don't want to, like, I don't know. I'd rather be in pain than cause pain. I don't want to pass on these patterns. I'm sure my kids will tell me all the ways I F them up when they're older, you know. That's our job, like, you know. It's right, like, how right. Many ways can a parent do this? But at the end of the day, I have to use my voice, or else I'm not going to teach my children to do it.
It's hard to hear you, like, immediately react and defend your mom.
It's hard, and I guess it's so hard because, like, people don't know when something's so perpetually, like, ingrained in your being. You know, it's not just about, like, writing a book or whatever. It's about me, like, truly saying I'm making this growth to be truly authentically me, because that's all I've ever wanted to be. It felt so hard to just, like, just exist for everyone else's pleasure.
So much of you has to be like, don't say that. Keep the brand in mind. Like, don't do this. Don't, like, you can't even be
your
full self.
And it wasn't even, like, really my brand.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I was a prop to a lot of things, but at the same time, I was never allowed to control my own narrative or have my own voice unless it was, like, in line with everything. And I was never allowed to do anything or say anything that would possibly put my sister in a bad light. And honestly, I love my sister. I'm her biggest fan. But guess what? Sisters are sisters or whatever, you know? And like, that's okay. And I think the biggest thing is like, why wasn't that just made normal from the beginning?
Yeah.
I was born into this family. I didn't choose. This was like, it's like, imagine like a big ship and I'm like just the little like dinghy riding in the wakes, like trying to like fucking survive, you know? And so that was my life, was like, just survive this moment. And you might get to do something you want to do every now and then.
Yeah.
But just survive this, you know? And so I can't help that I loved acting too. And I can't help those things. And I don't know why can't two sisters exist in their own right? We never compared each other. The world did. We never had that dynamic or that issue. My sister to this day is going to always, to me, be the most badass performer that ever walked on this earth. Nothing's going to change that. The problem was, is that like, I couldn't be responsible for everything that happened around her and also be authentic to myself.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to be. So I wasn't allowed because like, I don't know why. I mean, I guess I didn't have the courage to do it. I guess I was too scared. But when it's ingrained in you so perpetually to be that way, like I'm trying my heart. I'm breaking a true pattern that has been ingrained in me. It is hard and I'm scared and I'm all of those things. But I have to do this. It doesn't matter who your sister is or who your family member is or who, whatever your relationship is with. Something has caused you pain, or this is your experience. Nothing should diminish your experience. It's like my whole life, I kind of felt like I didn't matter.
So it's like, I just wish that mattered. I hear what you're saying, and it's like you and Brittany can both exist. But we can't take away from the fact that, like, everyone's always like, oh, like, she must be so jealous. And it's like, it's not an easy seat you're sitting in right now.
Jealous. I'm like, her hard work, was nothing but an inspiration to me. Like, what do you mean jealous? Like, I got to experience watching a woman take over the fucking world. How can I be jealous of that? How can you not have anything but complete admiration for it? What the problem is that, now, just because I'm her sister, I'm somehow or another being looped into something that I worked really hard as I got older to create my own life.
And we're going to get into that because...
Yes, yeah, sorry. We segued way out of...
We're like having a therapy session.
And
you know
what the other thing is like, I know that like, you know, my family been through some dumbass shit and like, we're like, whatever. But like, my mom... I don't want people to go after her and try to punish her for something that was a situation that went on between me and her. Me and her worked it out. If I can work on that and move forward and acknowledge it, then I don't need fucking Joe Blow over in a whole nother world telling my mama something mean.